Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go to the movies. It's Movie Talk. It's me. It's Vince. It's Movie Talk with Vince. How you doing? I'm going to wrap things up this year with my final show of 2022, talking a little bit about some of my favorite films of this year. What movies did I see this year? I didn't see as many as I wish I had. I will admit that. But I'll talk a little bit about the films that I did see, maybe a little bit about the films I didn't see, and what am I looking forward to in 2023. So that's it. It's the wrap-up. It's the New Year's. It's the end of 22, the beginning of 23 for Movie Talk with Vince. Let's get things started. All right, it's Movie Talk with Vince. A couple of quick announcements before I start the show. Of course, if you'd like to call in and tell me what you saw this year, what your feelings were for the films you saw, and maybe what you didn't see and why you didn't see them, the guest call-in number is, as always, area code 914-205-5404. One more time. That number is 914-205-5404. Call in, and then maybe I'll put you on, and we can talk a little bit about what you saw this year. I'll give a wrap-up of 2022. And be warned, I may give away spoilers. I may talk about the films and tell you what I didn't like about it, and maybe what I didn't like is going to ruin what you saw or whatever. I don't know. I hope not. But either way, spoiler alert for any of those films that I've seen, and I might give away some specific plot points. You're like, oh, I didn't want to know that. Well, then you should have seen the movie. That's all I got to say about that. And then I would also say you're going to hear my opinion, so if that scares you, that's the most terrifying thing you've ever heard, is someone having an opinion that isn't yours. Oh, my God, no. How dare that happen? How dare he disagree with me? Well, I'm going to give you my opinion, and don't worry if you disagree with me. I hope you do. I hope you think that, wow, Vince is so off the mark with that, and then you call in and you tell me why you think that I'm wrong. But just remember, just because you have an opinion, and so do I, it doesn't mean you're right and I'm wrong. It just means you feel a different way than I do. Maybe I can change your mind. Maybe you can change mine. Or whatever. It doesn't matter. In the end, it's just an opinion. Don't be afraid of it. All right, everybody. It's Movie Talk with Vince. Let's get things started. All right. All right, it's Movie Talk with Vince, welcoming in 2023 by talking a little bit about 2022. So I'm just going through here a list of some of the movies that came out this year and seeing what I saw. And it's kind of funny because I'm looking at January and seeing I didn't really see a whole lot of films in January, but I did see one film that did not knock me out of the water as it did some other people, and that is, of course, The Batman. Now, not to be confused with, say, Batman or Batman Returns or Batman Does This or Batman Does That. This was The Batman, and it was, you know, the film that starred, Robert Pattinson playing the Batman and Bruce Wayne. And I will admit, I wasn't a big fan of this one, and I guess this is my biggest problem is with the DC films in general. As I was saying last week, that the biggest problem with the DC films is that they're all over the map right now, at least with Marvel. We were started all over the map, not really sure where they were going, especially with first they had Blade, which was good, and then wasn't. And then you had the X-Men, which was good, and then great, and then okay, and then not so great, and then got better, and then got worse, and then it finally ended on a big, great note with the film Logan. But I will admit, the last, and then they started off with Spider-Man, which did the same thing, started off good, got better, got weird. Then they rebooted it with a whole new cast and director, and it wasn't as good. So then they rebooted it again and started off with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which to me has been excellent. Not every one of the Marvel films is excellent, but for the most part, the story flows. They only had to recast a few times. I've heard now they're going to have to recast again with the death of William Hurt, who's now being replaced by Harrison Ford. So, you know, which is a good thing. I mean, I love, you know, Harrison Ford, and we'll see what he can do with the character Thunderbolt Ross from the Incredible Hulk. And you know, and they also did that too. They had the Incredible Hulk, it didn't work, and so they tried it again with the Incredible Hulk film. First it was Hulk, and there was the Incredible Hulk. But at least with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the films have now been connected, and they feel like they may not always know what the end game is going to be, but at least there seems to be some kind of a plan. And with the DC films, they keep thinking that, okay, we're going to do this, and then fans go, what? And so they're like, okay, well, sorry, we made a mistake. We'll fix that. And then they scrap that. And right now they've kind of been doing that with having films now that, well, they'll have a character like Batman in the Dark Knight films, and then they scrap them, said, okay, you like them? Well, forget them. We're now starting all over from scratch. And they started over with the Batman and the Superman film with Ben Affleck as Batman, which I thought he was great in it. Henry Cavill, having done the Man of Steel film, he was great. He was a perfect Superman. And I thought, okay, this is really good. And then, but fans had a hard time with the Batman v Superman thing. It was a little bit too dark. And we'll admit, some of the storyline gets a little bit weird and doesn't make perfect sense. And the casting of Lex Luthor in that, I thought, didn't really work. I wish they had done something different with that. But overall, I didn't hate Batman v Superman as much as other people did. I loved the Wonder Woman film, the second Wonder Woman film. I loved too, but I will admit that the villain in it got a little bit too cartoony, shall I say, a little bit too Bugs Bunny, but not a cartoony in a good way. Yeah, where it was kind of like more like a Warner Brothers Bugs Bunny cartoon character than it was a character you'd really care about and be afraid of. And but otherwise, I thought that the film was okay. But still, the biggest problem, again, going back to the Batman, was that this had nothing to do with any of them. It was like, this is a standalone. This has nothing to do with the same. And I felt the same way with the Joker. And because it was like now they were just basically using the character names, but coming up with brand new characters and changing them around so much that it was like, well, these aren't the people that I'm going to the movies to see. You're now just basically creating a whole new film and just throwing in the name just because you own the name, but now you're just completely changing it all around. Now, having said that, they do that in the comic books all the time. Let's face it. I'm saying that, you know, as if it's a bad thing. When comics do that, I mean, every week you've got a new version of Batman in the comics. They go, now this is Batman 2062. This is now Batman. I mean, the Spider-Man cartoon film plays on that joke by having, you know, Spider-Man interacting with all different versions of Spider-Man from all different versions of the comics, because they do keep changing it. Sometimes he's Spider-Man Noir, where he's all in black and white. Sometimes he's a walking pig. he's a girl or whatever. So they put them all together in that film, what I thought was brilliant. But I guess with the Batman, I just good. Overall, it was a decent movie, but I sometimes have a hard time when what the villain does gets to be too big. And with the Marvel films, they did build up to eventually having it be so big. But when what the villain is doing isn't relatable, then I'm kind of left going, well, I can't really care as much. And I felt that way with the Batman. Other people disagree with me, and that's fine. But I just kind of felt that, you know, for me, I couldn't really relate to the villains, and I felt that I didn't really like what they did with the Joker. The Riddler to me was always a very flamboyant character, kind of very similar, but not the same as the Joker. He was flamboyant, but in a different way, and he was much more, shall we say, I don't want to say intelligent, but he was just flamboyant in a different way, because he was always trying to trick Batman, whereas the Joker just wanted to play jokes on him. So it was different. But this time they tried to make him too different by making him more like a serial killer, and it was like, oh, that's not the Riddler. He was a different character altogether. The movie was so long that I felt that it dragged. I didn't think it really needed to be quite as long as it did. 2.5 hours would have been fine. But I think that one was like 3. You know, now you're just stretching it. And after a while, I was kind of like, no, not. And I've seen 3-hour films. I love 3-hour long films. The Godfather, whatever. Avatar, I thought was decent. I'll talk about that later. But, for Batman's, not really. I mean, I thought it was fine, but it wasn't my definitely wasn't my favorite take on the Caped Crusader, the Dark Knight, whatever you want to call him. I thought it was okay, but I would have, you know, whatever. So that the Batman not in the top for me, but I'm sure other people would, you know, disagree, and that's fine. So then what else came out this year that I did see, and I'm going through the list here and seeing there's a lot of films that came out that I was like, oh, wow, I missed that or never even hear about that one. I know I missed Morbius this year. I still haven't seen that. I should see it. I know that because I know that I would probably enjoy it. But for some reason, when it came out, it just didn't grab me. Same thing with Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. Having changed the main character, the main villain, because they wouldn't work with Johnny Depp because he was, you know, going through a nasty divorce. And then now they realize, oh, shoot, maybe we should have backed up Johnny Depp because everybody seems to love him again. So they recast with Mads Mikkelsen, who is a great actor, but I don't know. It's just the Fantastic Beasts films just didn't have the same impact for me. The first one I really liked a lot, but the second one, not so much. I kind of thought that the story was it got a little bit confusing. I think it's also because they spent too much time in between, whereas with the Harry Potter films, you had books and then the movie and the books and the movie, and they kind of, especially also since with the they had to keep up with the aging of the actors. They couldn't wait too long. And when they did, it kind of got a little bit too, but so they couldn't wait too long. But with the Fantastic Beasts, they've been taking their time to the point where by the time they got around to the second film, I'd forgotten what even happened in the first film. And so now when the third one came out, I was like, okay, I didn't care anymore. And it's a shame because I was a huge fan of Harry Potter. So then the next film this year that I did see was Doctor Strange. And again, kind of like the Batman, as much as I liked Doctor Strange, I did see that one twice in the theater, kind of thought that it was a little bit of a disappointment to me because I don't think that Marvel really let Sam Raimi, the director, do what he really wanted to. They basically, to me, it seemed almost like they said, okay, this is a sequel to, you know, Doctor Strange. This is a template. You can add your Sam Raimi-ness to it, but you have to stay with it within this template. And to me, that was the biggest disappointment because I kind of felt going into that film that I was going to see a Sam Raimi film and not necessarily a Marvel film with Sam Raimi touches, which is really what we got. And overall, I liked Doctor Strange. I felt that it was a decent Marvel film, but like a lot of people, I'm feeling like the post-Thanos, post-Infinity War Marvel films don't really have a focus yet. And I'm hoping that with in introducing Kang the Conqueror that we're going to finally have a focus and the films are going to start to mesh until we finally have the next Avengers film where we have a new group of Avengers fighting the new villain and with some of the other old people coming back. So who knows? But either way, I thought that Doctor Strange was okay, not my top film of the Marvel films. And again, like I said, I was disappointed that they didn't let Sam Raimi just direct a Sam Raimi film, which is really, because I'm a huge fan of Sam movies. I love the first two Spider-Mans, but especially the Evil Dead films are three of my favorite horror, comedy, whatever films you want to call them. And I wish they kind of let him loose. And also the story got a little bit weird, especially when you introduce this Illuminati or whatever they were, and they get killed off in like 5 minutes. You're like, and some of them not even. So they walk out like, I'm going to fight you. Boom, you're dead. Well, that guy wasn't that good, was he? So instead of making the villain look really strong, it ended up making the heroes look really weak. So I was like, all right, whatever. So Doctor Strange was okay, but I would have liked to have seen, you know, it written better. Jurassic World Dominion was the next film that came out. And I didn't see them in the theaters, and I kind of wish I had because, to me, the Jurassic World movies and like the Jurassic Park films are to me like a lot of the science fiction films, like Star Wars, and especially other films like The Fast and Furious, where it's about the spectacle. And yeah, Avatar is the same way. And the story is almost secondary. And I saw Jurassic World Dominion at home. I have it on DVD because I was like, well, I do want to watch it. So I bought it for like $10, whatever, $15. I figured if I didn't like it, then that wasn't really losing a whole lot of money. But you know, went to go see, you know, I watched it and I was like, okay. My biggest problem with Dominion was that it didn't really, I mean, it's almost like they had a storyline they were going with the last film, with the second Jurassic World movie, and then they kind of said, okay, let's do something completely different. So it doesn't, it didn't, it kind of follows in with the last film, but they wanted, since they knew this was probably going to be the last Jurassic movie that they were going to make, at least for a while, that they wanted to bring in the old cast and have it be like an old and new, old meets new kind of a storyline. And so, but my biggest problem was, rather than having the old crew reach out to, or the, shall I say, the new crew reaching out to the old people and saying, hey, we need your help, they ended up with having two separate movies, didn't really connect until the last like 20 minutes. So for the first hour and a half of this film, you're watching basically two separate movies, jumping back and forth. And you're left getting, to me, I felt like really confused as to, wait a minute, because you would be watching one storyline, then that storyline would completely like stop, and then you watch another storyline for another like 20 minutes to the point where you forgot what happened in the first part of the other storyline. So it got to be really confusing. And then, so for me, the film didn't really gel till everybody meets at the end of the film, spoiler alert, and finally defeats the villain and whatever. So for me, Jurassic World Dominion was okay. Again, so far I'm saying that I haven't seen anything this year up to this point, up to June, almost halfway into the year. And so far, nothing was really like, oh my God, 2022 is a great year. Now, I will say this. I'm skipping a lot of movies that came out this year that I did not bother to see. Well, that's because they weren't necessarily my thing. And that's fine. If you were, so I didn't see Lightyear, for example, or Hustle, or, all these other movies that came out, Watcher, Fire Island. And these might have been great movies. And so if you did see it, Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe, which of course did not go into the theaters. Elvis, I missed that one. And some of these people, some people I know saw these movies, like, oh my God, it was great. Other people's, not so much. As we get into the second half of the year, again, I'm seeing a lot of movies here on this list here that I did not bother to see. But I did see Thor, Love and Thunder. And yes, once again, I saw this movie twice in the theaters. I liked it a lot. And I would say I probably liked it better than Doctor Strange, and definitely better than the Batman. But so far, I would have to say the Batman was the better made of the film. I just thought that it dragged and didn't really grab me the way it did other people. And Thor, I liked. I thought it was too funny. I felt that the drama wasn't exactly there because Thor himself kept cracking too many jokes. And he's like, and I kind of felt that Ragnarok, I felt worked because it was a good combination of comedy and drama. Whereas this one went too far with the comedy and less in the drama. It's to me, it's kind of like what they did with Lethal Weapon. I love the Lethal Weapon films, but the first Lethal Weapon is a drama with some comedy. The second, third, and fourth Lethal Weapon films are comedies with some drama. There's a big difference. It's like they tip the arrow in completely wrong direction. I still enjoy the films, but they don't have the same punch as the first film, because the first film is almost a tragedy in many ways, with the way Mel Gibson plays the character. And with Thor, I felt the same way. With Thor, they kind of discovered, it's kind of like Leslie Nielsen had done years before when he was a dramatic actor and then suddenly made Airplane, and was like, oh, I can be funny. They made nothing but stupid comedies. Thor was like, hey, I can be funny, so now I'm going to be funny Thor. I'm like, I don't want funny Thor. I want serious Thor who is sometimes funny, not funny Thor who was sometimes dramatic. And I kind of felt that we got that with Love and Thunder. I liked the story, but I thought it was just a little bit too funny for its own good. Kind of reminded me too much of Guardians of the Galaxy, where Guardians tended to, but Guardians works with the comedy and the drama. Thor, I felt, pushed it too far in the wrong direction. It didn't work as well as Ragnarok, let's put it that way. But I still like Thor. Out of all the movies that I've seen this year up to this point, that one was my favorite. But I still couldn't say, yes, it was a great movie. It's just it was better than what I'd seen so far. At least it hit me better than I'd seen before. So then what else came out this year that I went to go see? Well, I'm scrolling through here my list of movies. I'm going, again, not a lot of films that I went to see. They and They Them, I didn't bother with that one. Fall, Emily the Criminal. Some of these movies, I'm like looking at this list going, I don't even remember these films coming out. Or maybe, and I guess it's because the problem with the movie industry right now is so many films are just skipping theaters altogether. Because ever since the pandemic, you know, people stopped going to movies, first of all, because they were closed. And then once they opened up, they were afraid to go back because they're afraid, oh, there's still this disease going around. And, yeah, it is. I will agree. But, you know, it's mostly under control for the most part. So going back to the theaters, at least for me, it's not a, I don't see that as a dangerous thing. I still enjoy it. And I love it. I prefer going to see a movie in the theater than sitting at home by myself watching it. Because at least in the theater, you get now a favorite of mine, Clerks 3. Kevin Smith's third film in his Clerks series and in his A View Askew Universe film series. And, you know, I hadn't seen Jane Silent Bob reboot, his previous film, until I got it on DVD after I saw Clerks 3. But when I did see that, I was like, oh, my God, that movie's great, too. But Clerks 3 is, to me, going back to his roots. And to me, it's up there with Chasing Amy. Where Chasing Amy, if you know anything about Kevin Smith, he started off as an independent filmmaker shooting a movie literally at his job, and that was Clerks. Then he was given a big budget for Mallrats, and that film bombed. Then he went back to his roots again, came back here to Red Bank, New Jersey, and filmed Chasing Amy, which was, again, a low-budget independent film. And the great thing about Chasing Amy, which was different than Clerks and Mallrats, was that those first two films were flat-out comedies. They didn't really have a whole lot to say. Chasing Amy was different. It had something to say that happened to be funny. It was the first time that Kevin, you know, tackled doing a drama that was a romantic comedy. In other words, it was a romantic film. It was a dramatic film. And it was the first time where people went, oh, my God, this guy's actually a really good filmmaker and storyteller. And to me, Clerks 3 was going back to that. Because when I saw Clerks 3, as most any of the fans who have seen it have said, and I watched that movie, I laughed, and then I was bawling my eyes out at the end. It was just such a great, great, great story. And for me, the first really great film that I had seen that year. I'm not saying it was the first great film of the year. I'm saying it was the first really great film I saw of this past year. So for me, I had to wait all the way till September to finally see a absolutely fantastic movie that I walked out of that theater going, I can't wait to get this on video, which I still haven't gotten, and I can't wait to see it again. And I did go and see it again. So to me, that was the best film of this year up to that point. Then what else came out this year? Well, a bunch of other films that I'm looking at that I completely missed. Halloween Ends was the next film that came out that I did see in the theater, and I liked, and I've given this review before, but I felt that the story went in some weird directions, and it seemed like it was two films, again, very much like Jurassic World, Dominion, where you basically had two separate movies that finally connected at the end, but I don't think you really needed the other movie. I mean, I understand where the director was going with having this other character and showing how he kind of interacts, but it was a little bit too late for me to introduce a brand new character into the third story. It was kind of like what George Lucas had talked about with Return of the Jedi. Was originally he had written Return of the Jedi to introduce a brand new villain, but he realized it's too late in the film to introduce a new character. So he realized he had to rewrite and rethink what he was doing. And for me, Halloween Ends does the same thing. It introduces a brand new character, which it was just too late in the saga. You didn't know who he was. We didn't care. All we were waiting for was, you know, it's like watching a movie and then you're waiting for the dramatic ending, and in the last 20 minutes, suddenly introduce a new character and stop talking about it, and it just takes away from the ending that you're just waiting for. So for me, Halloween Ends was okay. Again, I liked what they were doing with it, but wasn't exactly, you know, I think that it wasn't exactly what we were expecting. I still liked it, and I should watch it again, and I will at some point. And I might enjoy it better on this repeat viewing, but the first time I was like, again, it wasn't what I was hoping for. Next up was Black Adam. I felt the same thing. Black Adam introduced all these new characters that without any giving them any real backstory. He had this whole new group of superheroes that to me seemed like, what were these in a TV series that I missed? Was there a movie that I missed that was about this Justice Society? And I didn't. It was just kind of like you were just supposed to know who they were. And to me, that was the biggest problem with Black Adam. I thought Dwayne Johnson was excellent as Black Adam, perfectly cast. And for the most part, it was a decent film, but it was still a bit too confusing because you didn't know who was who. So for me, up to this point, Clerks 3 was my favorite film. My second favorite film was also like Clerks, a comedy, but this one was not a comedy with any drama in it whatsoever, or at least the drama was not meant to be taken seriously. And that's, of course, Weird, the Al Yankovic Story, which to me was, along with Clerks 3, probably one of the funniest films I've seen, not just this year, but of any year. If you are a fan of Weird Al and you haven't seen that movie, you have to find it. It's on Roku, and I don't think it's not available on DVD or anything else yet, but I'm sure it will be at some point. It was absolutely Weird Al Yankovic's version of his own life story, and it was freaking hysterical. I woke up one morning not in a great mood, got out my phone, watched it, and for 2 hours I was in so much pain from laughing so much. It was just that damn funny. All right, so then towards the end of the year, the last film that I saw was Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. I liked that. I thought that it was cool because they didn't focus simply on the action. They actually tried to tell a decent story. Once again, the villain, not as strong of a villain as I would have liked to see because they didn't really spend enough time letting us care about him as much. But it was decent, and like I said, I liked it because it wasn't just a simple action film. It was something different. It was something more interesting to watch. And also it was a great tribute to the actor who played Black Panther in the previous films, now whose name just went right out of my head, and I apologize for that. And then the last film I saw, which I reviewed last week, was Avatar: The Way of Water. And again, like a lot of the other films this year, not one of my favorite films. I enjoyed it. I thought it was especially well made. It just wasn't that well written. The storyline is in essence a setup for two more movies, so it doesn't really have a beginning. You introduce new characters that you don't really care that much about, but Cameron is hoping you will care enough about them for the next couple films, and that's really what he's doing. The film is mostly just a setup, but again, my biggest problem with it was that it wasn't that well written. And my biggest problem with the writing of it was I don't really understand why the villains were doing what they were doing. And I didn't even understand why the heroes were doing what they were doing. It didn't make any sense. And again, without giving anything away, kind of thought that they didn't really establish why, it isn't too surprising, are the bad guys from Earth to come back to this planet. And we're not really sure exactly why they're doing it. And then they seem to focus simply on our main character, our hero, and they wanted to chase him down. Well, it's like, well, why did they come to this planet simply just to get him? Doesn't make any sense. So the movie. Then you have new characters that you don't really know anything about, and you have villains you don't really understand why are they doing what they're doing. Maybe that'll be explained in the next film, but it just hurt this film because you didn't have that. Anyway, So to wrap it up, my two favorite films of this year, one didn't even go into theaters, and they were both comedy, Clerks 3 and Weird, the Weird Al Yankovic Story. Those are my two favorite films of the year, because Clerks was a funny, funny, funny-ass film that built on the previous two films and went in a direction that was awesome. And at the end, I was like, oh, my God, Kevin Smith, you are an amazing filmmaker. One of the best things to come out of New Jersey since Sinatra or Bruce or whatever. You're up there, Kevin. I got you. And then, of course, Weird Al Yankovic, which is like going back to my childhood. And I remember Al, and I love Al, and he is still one of the funniest guys around. So I'm going to wrap things up here, say thank you for listening. Thank you for being a loyal listener, if you are. And thank you for listening to Movie Talk with Vince this year. I'm going to come back next year and talk about what am I looking forward to next year? Really quick, well, I'm definitely looking forward to Indiana Jones. It looks good. Definitely looking forward to Ant-Man and the Wasp 2 or 3, whatever, Quantumania, and a couple other films coming out this year, which I think is going to be great. Creed 3 looks awesome. So I'm going to say, everybody, Happy New Year. All acquaintance be forgot and everything else. Everybody, thank you for listening. Movie Talk
to my should old acquaintance be forgot and no lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear. yet forget.